640 at KLIF. Good morning. Welcome to Friday morning. I'm Dave Williams. Amy Shadroff has the day off. She'll be back with me on Monday. Well, the Zeke Elliott saga continues, moving into a new chapter now. He will be on the bench when the Cowboys take the field October 22nd against the 49ers. Or will he? There could be more of a legal tug of war between now and then. And joining us now to take a look at what the situation is and what may be next, entertainment and sports attorney Graham Blake with Blake and Blake in Dallas. Good morning, Graham.
Hi, good morning, David.
We've gotten to a point here where I think most of us are still just scratching our heads going, okay, I don't understand what just happened, and I certainly don't understand what it means. Maybe you could give us a quick look at that.
Yes, I can try. Obviously, as we remember, I guess if we begin at the beginning, Ezekiel Elliott was accused of some misconduct that occurred in July of 2016. And then the NFL told us more than a year later, in August of this year, that he was going to be suspended for 6 games. There was a hearing in front of an arbitrator. After the NFL rules, Zeke was able to go to an arbitrator named Henderson, and the arbitrator then ruled on the suspension. But before the arbitrator actually ruled, Ezekiel Elliott and the NFLPA went to the federal court in Sherman, Texas. That's the Eastern District of Texas, and they were then able to get a preliminary injunction that said that the NFL cannot impose this sentence. The NFL has then appealed that ruling to the Fifth Circuit, and that is what we just learned yesterday, that the Fifth Circuit had vacated the injunction that was issued by the Eastern District of Texas. And what that means is right now, that sentence, the suspension of 6 games, would go forward if nothing else happens. And that's, as you said, is he going to miss the next game or will he not miss the next game? The next steps, he is not barred from refiling in the Eastern District of Texas. I don't think that that's a likely outcome, but there's nothing that would stop him from saying, let's do this all over again. The problem is there's a parallel filing in the Southern District of New York that was filed by the NFL. And so that case now, I think that what will happen is he will have to seek his remedies in that court. But he does have several different cards he could play. For example, he can ask for a rehearing by the same panel of the Fifth Circuit, or he can ask for a hearing. It's called en banc, which means the entire Fifth Circuit might be asked to rule on this case. And then in theory, he also might try to get the case to the Supreme Court.
Okay.
None of these are real winning. Go on.
No. Please, your conclusion.
Oh, well, I think that the difficulty is that the NFL and the NFL Players Association are both sophisticated entities. And so their contract, which is the collective bargaining agreement, I think that any court, it has always been an uphill fight for Ezekiel Elliott to be able to win this case, just like when Tom Brady was suspended, everyone, you know, even before it was ruled on, we thought, you know, this is very unlikely that he could win. It is, in a sense, by doing these things, for example, you ask for a rehearing, it is going to take a while before the Fifth Circuit is able to tell you yes or no, and that now has been a week or 2 weeks.
Right.
So you can drag it out, I guess, is what I would say, but the concern would be how far can you drag it out, and there's 11 weeks left in the season. But for Ezekiel Elliott, obviously, if you deny that you've committed these acts, the idea that you would, you know, I don't blame anyone for trying to.
This is what I was going to get at. And excuse me for interrupting. We've got less than a minute left. But I was going to say, with the fact that there were no charges filed against him, and yet the NFL decided to issue this 6-game suspension. It's not only Zeke's paycheck that's at risk here. He's got a reputation, which will affect his future career, and also his relationships with his friends and family members. If he's truly innocent, if you were his attorney, would you advise him to let's take this all the way?
Well, and that, you have to look at all the facts and what, you know, what your goals are and what can be done. But as you said, no, his good name is the same thing as his earning potential. But, you know, and that is where the idea of the damages, the irreparable damages he would suffer, and that's, you know, the kind of argument that he had to make in the first place to get to the injunction. But, no, I think, like everyone, I was shocked when I heard that it was a six-game suspension. And it is troubling that the NFL, you know, the police will determine that they don't want to charge you with a crime, but then the NFL will take a year and show up and say, you know, we actually, even though you've never been convicted or even charged with anything, we're going to punish you for this conduct. So it does tar him with that label. And obviously I do not blame him, but it is up to him to make that decision. I wouldn't tell him you have to go all the way, but I don't blame anyone for fighting to clear their name if they don't think they did anything wrong.
All right. Very good. Graham, thank you very much for your time this morning. Have a great weekend. There's Graham Blake with Blake and Blake Entertainment and Sports Attorneys in Dallas.